On June 6, 1944, 160,000 Allied troops landed along a 50-mile stretch of heavily fortified French coastline to fight Nazi Germany on the beaches of Normandy. A handful of survivors were in attendance at Saturday's gathering. Some of them, in their 90s, had come from near and far to mark the anniversary. John Edwards is a World War II prisoner of war and a veteran of the Korean and Vietnam Wars. He flew a B-24 Liberator bomber during World War II, taken prisoner after he was shot down.
The greatest thing, freedom. Freedom. God, what a feeling when General Patton, 14th Armored Division, came to Moosburg, Germany, and liberated us. We screamed. We yelled. We're so happy. I think the noise could have been heard all the way to New York. Freedom. Freedom in this country. God, oh, what a feeling. I'd traveled around the world and been in wars and so forth. Freedom is the greatest thing in my life.
Former National Guard Public Affairs Officer Paul Fanning spent 34 years in the Guard and served in Afghanistan in 2008 before retiring. He now enjoys working with other veterans. Fanning says history cannot allow memories of those who served their country, even soldiers who have recently come home, to fade.
Because I don't think as a nation we can afford to wait for them to record their story to sit on a shelf, so that nobody knows or hears what they went through and what they can learn from that. So what I try to do, and because as a volunteer with the Military Museum in Saratoga Springs, that's what I'm going to do about it. It's not my story, it's theirs. And that was what I spent my military time doing, making it possible so that other people could learn what they really saw and did and hear from them and not wait so long.
Congressman Chris Gibson, a retired Army colonel and a veteran of four tours in the Iraq War, was keynote speaker at the event. Gibson reflects on what he refers to as one of the most difficult and challenging periods in world history.
You think about, back in those days, in the midst of the Second World War, clear and bright lines between good and evil. At the center of that maelstrom stood these men. You know, I can't even imagine what it was like to be in a Higgins boat that morning on the 6th of June of 1944 and to look up on the cliffs and to see the artillery and the machine guns. We counted on these servicemen and women for everything, and they came through. We owe them a debt of gratitude for that, and they came back and they rebuilt our nation and really moved us forward. And now it's incumbent upon us, our generation, to continue to move us forward. I can envision, even in the midst of these economic challenges, a revitalization and a period of national unity. You might ask, can this be done? Of course it can be done. This is a country that can do hard things. Go out and just talk to these men and women here, and they'll tell you. And let's take inspiration from them, and let's move our country forward.
John Edwards hopes that in the future, nations will opt to talk and exhaust every avenue of bargaining before sending men and women off to the battlefield.
Why do we have to go and get and lose our young people? We should have defense assured, military do other things too that help out in this country. But I feel very strongly that we should talk.
More than 5,000 ships and 13,000 aircraft supported the D-Day invasion. And by day's end, the Allies gained a foothold in Normandy. Joe Meisner heads a unit of World War II reenactors.
It's living history as well. It's not just going out putting on a show because they can go do a movie for that. We do it to honor the men who sacrificed for the country.
Frank DeSorbo of Del Mar is president of the D-Day Revisited Association. He started the group in 2010 when he noticed D-Day was fading in the public eye.
Really, it came from, I think, historical perspective I had for years. In 2005, I was down to the D-Day Museum, which it was called in New Orleans. I was always interested in military history. Then I met a D-Day survivor about 5 years ago. And it's a very important date. It goes along with December 7th, 1941, June 6, 1944, the start of the end. World War II.
More than 9,000 Allied soldiers were killed or wounded on D-Day so that more than 100,000 soldiers could cross Europe in a march that would seal Hitler's defeat and the end of World War II in Europe. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.